Today's daf is Menachos daf Pei Dalid. We are holding on daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis. We're at the end of, we just began actually, the ninth parak of Mesachos Menachos. We read the Mishnah, and today we're going to begin the Gemara. Today's shir is once again sponsored the Zuchos Refor Shalema for Sarah Rivka Bas Hinda Bela, Shishlev Refor Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So the ninth parak is a short parak. We'll be in it for a couple of days only. But the Mishnah had said that kol karbonos tzibur v'yachid b'ayin min ha'aretz m'chutz la'aretz. Normally, a karbon mincha could be brought from grain that comes even from chutz la'aretz min ha'chadosh min ha'yashin, could come from grain even that is last year's grain. Chutz min omer she'alechem. Omer she'alechem are the exceptions. Omer she'alechem has to come dafka from Eretz Yisrael. It has to come dafka min ha'chadosh. So the first thing the Gemara is going to discuss is, does everybody agree to that? Is that true that it has to come dafka from Eretz Yisrael? Is it true that it has to come dafka min hachadash? Then the Gemara is going to discuss about what would happen during a Shemitah year. If you have to bring dafka min hachadash, do you have to bring dafka from this year's grain? Well, who's going to be able to guard, or are you allowed to guard the grain that grows during Shemitah? Isn't that a violation of the halachos of Shemitah? So the Gemara is going to discuss how we take care of that. And then we're going to have three different ways how we know that the Korban Omer is dafka brought from Sa'orim. It doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that the Korban Omer is not brought from Chitim, that it's brought from Sa'orim. So we're going to have three different limudim of how we know that it's in fact brought from Sa'orim. Once we start talking about the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, we're going to bring up a discussion about Bikurim as well, because the discussions of Omer and Shtei Alechem are going to have bearing on the discussion of Bikurim. So we're going to talk about how Bikurim, we have to be very specific also, that it has to come dafka min ha-muvchar, from the choicest of fruits, and a discussion whether it's going to be kosher if it's not brought from the choicest of fruits. And the Bryce is going to talk about different things that grow ba'atzitz, b'churba, b'gag, and we're going to see whether that is a discussion relating to menachos or a discussion relating to Bikurim. Okay, so let's begin. So we left off right after the Mishnah at the Gemara and Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara brings a Tana that disagrees with the din in the Mishnah that Omer and Shtei Alechem Dafka have to be brought from Chadash and not from Yashan. So says Mar Masnisin, Tlokiyai Tana, our Mishnah is against the following Brisa, which seems to make it pretty clear that Omer and Shtei Alechem may in fact be brought Minay Yashan. Ditanya, Omer Abba Minay Yashan, kosher, Shtei Alechem Abos Minay Yashan, Ksheros. Mitzvah. It's not ideal. You didn't do the mitzvah in a muvchar. You didn't do the mitzvah lechadchila. But you did the mitzvah. It is still kosher as an omer and a shtei alechem. So the Braisa says, well, how do I know that's true? Omer d'chsiv, I know that the Omer can be brought min ha-yashon, because the pasuk says takrivis minchas bikurecha, from the fact that it says takriv v'afilu min aliyah. That tells me that any hakrava is kosher, even if you bring it out of storage. Min aliyah means you go and you take from last year's grain that you have stored up in your attic. So the Tana of our Mishnah holds that you're not allowed to use old grain for the Korban Omer. He darshens from the pasuk reishis ketzirchem, right? And from the pasuk of takriv, he'll learn that you have to be makrav, that you can be makrav afilu b'shabbos, that you can be makrav afilu b'tumah, meaning takriv doesn't necessarily imply min aliyah, it just implies something more expansive. That's something that you would not have thought you could be makriv. Yes, you can be makriv. So the Tana that holds that takriv does not allow min aliyah will say, yeah, it means that you can do it on Shabbos, that there are other halachos that are included from takriv. But this price says takriv afilu min aliyah. Shtei alechem, how do I know shtei alechem can be brought from old grain? D'chsiv, Mimosh Voseichem Taviu, Velo Min Chutz La'aretz, Mimosh Voseichem Afilu Min Aliyah. Two separate drashos. We have Mimosh Voseichem tells me that it has to be brought dafka from Eretz Yisrael, not from Chutz La'aretz, but it also tells me Afilu Min Aliyah, even last year's grain that you have stored away. So it's explicit in the Braisa that both Omer and Shtei Alechem are kosher, even if they're brought from old grain, not like what it said in our Mishnah. So ask the Gemara, well, wait a second, that last drasha that we just had, that Shtei Alechem is kosher, even from the old grain, from the word Mosh Voseichem, ha, piktei, you just said that Mi Mosh Voseichem teaches me that it can't be from Chutz La'aretz. How can in the same breath you make two totally separate drashos from the word Mi Mosh Voseichem? Don't you already use it to tell me that it can't be brought from Chutz La'aretz? No, Amakra, Tavi, Vafilu, Min Aliyah. You're right, from the word Mosh Voseichem alone, I would not know that you could bring from old grain. But the pasuk says Tavi'u. Tavi'u is an extra riboy. That tells me that it can even be brought from last year's grain. Don't you need the word taviu to tell me that any chametz that you bring from somewhere else has the same shear as the carbon of shtei lechem? So it's telling me that lachme toda that are brought together with the carbon toda require an isarun of soles for each challah of the shtei lechem. So how can you be marbet to be maybe shtei lechem even from the old grain? We already use taviu to tell me this drasha of the exact shear of the flour that you need for the shtei lechem. No, because in Cain, if the pasuk is only telling me the shear of the carbon mincha, lichtov krat tavi, my tavi'u, why is it b'lashon rabim? Shema mina tarti. It must be that there are two drushas that may be made, and that the tavua yeshana is kosher for the shtei lechem, and what the shear is of the amount of flour. So now the Gemara is going to ask on the din of the Braisa that we darshan from Psukim that you could, based on Psukim that seem to imply that it has to be not from old grain. Vaksiv Rashis. How can the Braisa say you could bring from old grain? It says by these mitzvos, both by the Omer and by the Shei Alechem, the Torah Dafka uses the word Rashis. By the Korban Omer it says Ve'evesem es Omer Rashis. So you see very clearly the word rachis implies l'chora, new grain. Says Gemara, of course it does. L'mitzvah. Yeah, l'chadchila, there's no argument. L'chadchila, of course you're supposed to bring from the new grain. The question was only whether it's ma'akev, whether it would be kosher without it. So the Braisa disagrees with the Mishnah and holds that it would be kosher from the old grain. I, frak the Gemara, haksiv, it says by Shnei Alechem, chadosha, it says v'kraft mincha chadosh al Hashem. So aside from Rashis, so isn't that an example of Shana Alav HaKosav La'akev? If Rashis tells me that there's a mitzvah l'chadchila to bring from the new grain, and then you also have the word chadasha, so then that's two different words that tell me it has to be from the new grain. Shouldn't that teach us that it's ma'akev? Says Gemara, no, haimi bayilei, the pasuk of chadasha I need l'chadetanya for the following drasha. Reb Nosra b'kiva amu shtei alechem abos mena yashan ksheros uma ani mekayim chadasha. That you're not allowed to bring a mincha, any other mincha from this year's grain until after you've already brought the shtei alechem, but not to tell me that the shtei alechem is possible if you brought from last year's grain. It's that no other mincha can be brought from this year's grain until after the shtei alechem is already brought, regardless of whether the shtei alechem itself is brought from this year's grain or last year's grain. So ad kan lo pligi ella bechadash. But what's very clear in this brisa is that this brisa disagrees with our Mishnah as far as chadash is concerned. Do you need to bring the omer and the shtei alechem from the new grain? But the Mishnah actually had two halachos, and the second halacha, it doesn't seem that this brisa disagrees with. Aval ba'aret lo pligi. Apparently, this brisa agrees with our Mishnah. Da omer v'shtei alechem min ha'aret in mechutz la'aretz lo. That the omer and shtei alechem can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael, cannot be brought from chutz la'aretz. Says the Gemara, yeah, this brisa doesn't disagree with that part of our Mishnah, but don't worry, we have another brisa that seems to disagree with that part of the Mishnah. So far we discussed the idea that it has to be brought, that the Omer and Shtei Alechem must be brought min HaChadosh, and we said, yes, even though the Mishnah insisted on it, we have a Braisa that tells us that b'dieved it is okay min HaYashan, and now we're going to attack the other part of the Mishnah. The other part of the Mishnah, that the Omer and Shtei Alechem has to dafka be brought from grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to say, look, there's a Braisa that seems to say not that way. Keman deloki aitana. It's against the sheet of the following Braisa. Detanya Rav Yosef b'vido Omer, Omer ba michutz la'aretz, that the Omer can in fact be brought from chutz la'aretz mani mikayim ki savo el aretz. Aye, but the pasuk says that you bring the carbon omer ki savo el aretz. Doesn't that imply that it has to be brought from Eretz Yisrael? No, shalom es chayv b'omer kodem shenichmasu la'aretz. Ki savo el aretz does the chiv of carbon omer begin when the Jewish people enter Eretz Yisrael. But it's not about a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. So that's how the Gemara says that when it comes to the carbon omer can even be brought from chutz la'aretz. Now it doesn't say anything about the shtei alechem. Meaning when we were talking about chadash and yashan, so we had a brisa that told us that both omer and shtei alechem is kosher even min hayashan. Yet when it comes to me'aretz Yisrael mechutz la'aretz, we do dig up a brisa that says that it can be brought mechutz laretz, but only the omer. It doesn't tell us what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would say as far as shtei alechem. So it sounds like it's only the omer, and that's what the Ramban writes. Ve'yikra perchav gimel pasuk tezvav, and he explains that by omer it's tali in the isra chadash, and the isra chadash is an isra that's knowing in chutz laretz as well, because by the isra chadash it says bechol mosh l'seichem. So bechol mokum shatim yoshim, wherever we happen to live, which includes chutz laretz. But shtei alechem, it says mimosh l'seichem tavil lechem tenufa. So we darshin mimosh l'seichem, but not kol mosh l'seichem. So you can't be marba other mekomos that we live other than Eretz Yisrael. Now the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it could be brought, that at least the Omer can be brought even from Chutz Laretz. The pasuk does go on to say Kisavav Laretz, and it says Uktzartem es Ktzira Vavesim es Omer, that you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to be kotzer Kitzira, it's Kitzira, which makes it sound very much that it's only Miktzira Aretz that you're allowed to bring the Omer, that you're not allowed to bring the Omer from Kitzir Chutzlaretz. So what's he going to do with that? So Sfas Emes suggests that it could be that he'll touch up those words also, that the Isra of Chadash B'Chutzlaretz is only until the grain in Eretz Yisrael grows, and it's the Zman Kitzira in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning that just like we said, Kisavav Aretz is when, Kitzira is also when, it's not what. It's not that you have to do Kitzira of Eretz Yisrael, it's at the time of Kitzira in Eretz Yisrael, that's when you're allowed to start bringing grain from Chutz Laretz. It's quite a chiddush, but you have to say something, you have to read it into the psukim. So anyway, so the Gemara explains the svara of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda about bringing carbon omer from Chutz Laretz. So kasavar chadash b'Chutz Laretz daraisi. The Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda must hold that the iser to eat chadash before the akravas haomer is a din daraisa, and even in Chutz Laretz it's a din daraisa. Mimoshvo seichem kol makom shatim yoshem mashma. He darshins moshvo seichem means wherever you happen to live, which means even in Chutz Laretz. Ki savau zman biyahi. When it says ki savau laretz, that's not about where, that's about when. That's at the zman of biyah into Eretz Yisrael. V'kivin da'araisihi, and since the isra of eating chadash before the akravas haomer in Chutz Laretz, it's a din d'araisa. So apparently the din of Omer is knowing in Chutz Laretz like it is in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore akruvin ami makrivin. You could even be makriv from the grain of Chutz Laretz, meaning the carbon Omer is very much connected to the Isra of Chadash. And if we're going to say that the Isra of Chadash applies equally in Chutz Laretz mide'oraisa, so then the carbon omer must be that you're able to bring it from Chutz Laretz. So this obviously is a pretty clear statement about Chadash in Chutz Laretz. The Mishlin Kiddushin as a machlokas and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, whether the din of Chadash is noeg in Chutz Laretz minatora. Everyone agrees that it's noeg in Chutz Laretz. The question is it noeg minatora? We had a machlokas amorayim as well, that Rav Papa and Rav Huna hold the sasra midrabanan, and the Rabban de Beravashi and Ravina hold that it's Asr min HaTorah. Nafkamina, whether it's Asr de Rabbanan Asr min HaTorah, do we apply Safek de Rabbanan Lekula or Safek de Arayis Lechumra when you go and you buy a bagel and you don't know, is this made with flour that is Chadosh or that's Yashan? So it's a Safek. So if it's a Din de Rabbanan, Safek de Rabbanan Lekula. The many Rishonim Paskin that it's min HaTorah, that it's that we're knowing the Isra of Chadosh that's the Pesach of the Rif, the Rambam, the Rav Yah, the Rush, many, many Rishonim, including the major ones, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. The Rif quotes from a Mishnah in the third part of Masechus Arla, HaChadosh Asur Min HaTorah B'Kol Makom. So that's a Raya, that it's Daraisa. There are Rishonim that hold that it's only Midrabbanan in Chutz Laretz, the Rabbeinu Baruch, and the Riva, and the Arzarua. There are certain Rishonim, generally the lesser known names in Rishonim that hold that it's only Midrabbanan, but there are Rishonim that hold that way in Shulchan Aruch, in Yardes, in Resh Sadi Gimel, and in Orach Chaim, Sim Tav Peitas, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it is Min HaTorah, and yet, nevertheless, it's one of the great mysteries of the Jewish people, that for centuries we have many Gedolim V'Tovim Imenu have been Mekel on Chadash in Chutz Laretz. It's something that there are lots of answers suggested, none of them are particularly satisfying, but it's something that that it seems to have been the minhag for a long, long time. The Smag and the Rush quote the Shita of the Ri. Why is it that we are Mekel? He says because in our locations or wherever the Ri lived, most of the grain that's planted takes root before the Karban Omer, so the Karban Omer is anyway matir that grain, meaning there isn't that much chadash going around. Most of the what you find in the stores is yashan. Okay, so that's Tali and Metzias. Is that always true? So there are people that keep calendars and can tell you what times of the year that's true and what times of the year that's not true. The Ravya and the Rush and the Tshuva writes that we're Mekel because Svek Sveka. What's the Svek Sveka? Ramah quotes this, the Svek Sveka. Suffolk whether the Tavua is from this year or last year, and even if it's from this year, maybe it took root before the Karban Omer. So that's the big question in Achronim. Why is that a Svek Sveka? There's only one Suffolk, meaning was the Karban Omer matter this Tavua or not, right? Nowadays there's no Karban Omer, obviously, but the second day of Pesach, the Etzem Hayom. So was the Yom matter this Tavua or not? Very difficult to understand why it would be a Svek Sveka. Others suggest, oh, maybe we rely on those Rishonim that hold it's only Drabanan, so it's Safek Drabanan Lakula. That's what the Magen Avram writes in Siman Tav Pei Tes, that we rely on Rabbeinu Baruch Bar Shmuel, quoted in the Tshuvas HaRash, that the Yisro Chadash is knowing only Midrabanan Chutz La'aretz, and maybe there even that Din Drabanan is only in Aratzos HaSmuchos, the Magen Avram quotes. Maybe it's only the Aratzos HaSmuchos La'aretz Yisrael, but it's not literally B'kol Moshe V'Seichem, wherever the Jewish people happen to be. Again, very, very difficult. And in fact, the Bir Agra in Yerdei Rish Sadi Gimel is Docha all the Mekilim, and he says Mikra Din Yisro Chadash is knowing B'chutz La'aretz, and grain that's grown by Goyim. That's another one of the Kulas, that maybe even in Chutz La'aretz it's only grain grown by Jews and not by Goyim. But the Mishnah Berurah writes over there in some Tav Pei Tes, Sha'af She'ein Biyadeinu Limchos Biyad HaMekilin Mikol Makom Kol Bal Nefesh Lo Yismoch Ala Terem Halalu V'Yachmir La'atzmo B'Kol Ma She'efshar Lo Ki La'har Be'Gedol HaRishonim Hu Isur Da'oraisa B'Kol Gavni. So the Mishnah Berurah says we can't be Mocha Biyad HaMekilin, we cannot criticize those who want to be Mekel, because for centuries the Jewish people have been Mekel. But he says, when you read the sources, very hard to understand why it is that we are that we're Mekel, and he recommends that a Bal Nefesh be Machmir on this issue. But anyway, so that's what comes up in our Gemara, that the Gemara assumes that for sure it's Doraisa. Okay, and that's why it relates to the Karban Omer. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a Mishnah as far as the Sa'orim, barley that grows during Shemitah year, and using that for Karban Omer. Can you bring Shemitah produce for Karban Omer? Do you have to bring that Shemitah produce for Karban Omer? And if so, how do you ensure that no one takes it if it's Hefker? So Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah Masech HaShkalim. Shomrei Svichin B'Shvius Notun Scharan Mitshumas HaLishcha. Right, why would something about Shemitah and Karban Omer be brought in Masech HaShkalim? Because how did the people who guard over the fields from which the grain is going to be taken for the Karban Omer, how did they get paid? So that's why it's a they get paid from the Trumas HaLishcha, since they have to be hired to guard over the Svichim. Svichim just means stuff that grows on its own, that no one had to plant, plow and plant, and all the avodos that are also to do Bekarka during Shemitah, but still, grain is going to mimela, it's going to grow on its own. Now, if people were to take them, we won't have what to bring the Karban Omer from. So we had to have people paid in order to make sure that the grain is still there, and those people get paid from the Trumas HaLishcha. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos writes this way, that the money that we give them is it's as if we're buying the Karban Omer with it, so we use Trumas HaLishcha money for that. And the L'chora, the Achronim raised the Kasha, that during Shemitah year the Tavua is supposed to be Hefker. So how could you be Makrav Karban Omer? Karban Omer has to be Ktzirchem. Ktzirchem means Shal Yisrael. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that you're not allowed to bring Karban Omer from Ktzir Shal Nachri. So why is it allowed to be brought from Ktzir Shal Hefker, meaning if it's Mamish Hefker? So the Turei Evin suggests two things. Number one, he says Ktzirchem only excludes Shal Nachri. It doesn't exclude Shal Hefker, meaning it's not that there's a requirement that it be your Ktzir. There's a psul that it shouldn't be Ktzir Shal Nachri, but if it's Hefker, that's perfectly fine. Or, says the Turei Evin, the Gemara is going to say that mitzvah saomer is noeg liola. It's always noeg, even during Shemitah year. So it has to be. It has to be that this is an exception. However, the Marcheshes has a different answer. He says, really, you could say from Ketzir Chem we are that since we're memayit Ketzir Nachri, we're also memayit any Ketzir that's Eino Shel Yisrael, including Ketzir Hefker. But Perush Shvius are not really Hefker. What do you mean, not really Hefker? They're Hefker Li Yisrael. You have to leave your field open for any Jew to come in and take it. You do not have to leave your field open for any non-Jew to come and take it. So Mela, it's not that it's Ketzir, that Ketzir Chem is coming to exclude only Ketzir Nachri and not Ketzir of Hefker. It is excluding Ketzir Hefker, but Hefker for some people and not for others is not true Hefker. Hefker, where a total Hefker would mean completely ownerless. So whatever's growing in Shvius is not absolute Hefker. That's what the Marchesha suggests. So anyway, so the Gemara asks Akasha on this Mishnah, Rami Le, Rami Bar Chama Le Rav Chista. So Rami Bar Chama asks, on Rav Chista Tana, and it says in the Mishnah in Shkalim, Shomri Svichim Shvius Notan Scharon Mitshum Asalishcha. So apparently you bring the Karban Omer from Shvius produce, Uriminu, but I'll ask Akasha, but when it comes to Shemitah, the Torah says, Li Achla, and we're B'dayit from the Pasuk, yes, Li Achla, but V'lo L'Sreifa, you're not allowed to burn Shemitah produce. So how can you burn the Komet HaOmer on the Mizbeach? You need to take a Kemitza, and the Kemitza of that Saorim, of that Karban Omer, always gets burnt on the Mizbeach. The Akronim raised the very strong Kasha, that in general, whenever we talk about anything being burnt on the Mizbeach, throughout Seder Kachim, we always refer to it as Achilas HaMizbeach. We don't call it Sreifa. Sreifa is Stam when you burn something off of the Mizbeach, when you get rid of something. It's always Achilas HaMizbeach. So the Rashash suggests that even though it's called Achila, it's still Achilas Mizbeach. It's not Achilas Adam. And by Shemitah it says Lachem Liachla. That it's not only a requirement that it be eaten, it's Lachem Liachla. It's that the Jewish people have to eat it. So not Achilas Mizbeach would not be a fulfillment of that. So the Gemara before, it just wonders, what kind of kasha is this? Amalei Rechmana Amar Lach L'Doro Seichem. The Pasuk says that the Karban Omer has to be brought L'Doro Seichem. Doesn't that imply that every single year you have to bring a Karban Omer? V'at Amrit Tibatel. And what, you're suggesting that we shouldn't do it during Shemitah year? So it's not a kasha on the Mishnah. Yeah, you're right. You're not allowed to be Sorif Peru Shvius. But obviously, this is an exception because the Torah says L'Doro Seichem. So says Rabbi Merchama Amalei Mika Mina Anot Tibatel. I never suggested that we should go a year without the Karban Omer. No, Lysi Midishtakid. All I'm suggesting is bring last year's produce, because you're not allowed to burn Shemitah produce, or bring produce from the 6th year. Put it away, save it, save some barley till the 7th year, and use that. So says Mara, you can't, because you can't use such old grain, because be in a Karmel Veleka. We darshan Karmel, back on Samach Vav, we darshan Karmel, it means Rach Vimal. It has to be grain that's very soft, that you could be molel biyad, because it has just been harvested. But if you're using grain that's been sitting around since last year, then it is not karmel. So it says Mara Velaisi mi karmel d'shtakit. Why don't we use grain that was karmel last year? Now obviously it's hardened and it's no longer, but still, maybe that's a fulfillment of karmel, that at the time of Ktsira, or shortly thereafter, it was karmel. Says Gemara Amakra, karmel takriv. Beina Carmel Bishasa Krava Veleka. Not good enough that it was Carmel at the time of Ketziva. It says Carmel Takriv, that at the time of Hakrava, it still has to be Carmel. And therefore, you can't use last year's grain. So it has to be that you're able to use Shemitah grain. So the Gemara brings Machlokas where this comes from. Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Carmel Takriv. Rabbi Yochanan says the source for the idea that you have to bring the Karban Omer Dafka from this year's grain and not from last year's grain is from that Pasuk. Karmel takriv, it's got to be the soft grain that has to be soon after the harvest. Rabbi Lozor Omer, reishis ktsircha velo sof ktsircha. No, that same din is from a different drasha. It's from reishis ktsircha, that from the grain that grew this year, you bring the Karban Omer, not velo sof ktsircha. You don't bring from grain of last year that's now in the end of the harvesting season. So Moshe Rabba asks, on the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan is one that learned from Carmel Takriv that the pasuk says Vim Takriv Minchas Bikurim B'Minchas Omer Kasam Medaber, that the Vim Takriv Minchas Bikurim is referring to the Minchas Omer Mehechon Iba Minas Saorim. What type of grain do you use for the Karban Omer? You use Dafka Saorim Atom Minas Saorim Elam Minas Chitin. How do I know that you use Saorim? Maybe you should use Chitin. So three possibilities. Rabbi Lazar Omer Nemar Aviv B'Mitzrayim V'Nemar Aviv L'Doros, that it says the word Aviv by Makas Barad in Mitzrayim, that the Barad destroyed the grain that was Aviv, and it says Aviv by the Karban Omer. It says Aviv Kali Ba'esh. So Ma Aviv Amar B'Mitzrayim Sa'orim, just like in Mitzrayim, the Aviv is Sa'orim, because it says that in the Pasuk explicitly. It says Ki HaSa'ora Aviv, right? So it says it explicitly in the Pasuk. Sa'af Aviv Amar L'Doros in Ba'a Elamin HaSa'orim. So too, when it says Aviv, with regard to the Karban Omer, it must be Sa'orim. So that's one way that we know that it must be Sa'orim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, the fact that Omer is Ba Min HaSa'orim and not Min HaChitim, I'll bring you a different source. Matzinu Yachid Shemevi Chavasa Min HaChitim. We do find that an individual who brings a Karban sometimes has to dafka bring his Karban Min HaChitim. A person goes into the Beis HaMikdash while he's Tameh. A person eats Kachim while he's Tameh. Someone who violates Shavuos Bitoy. Someone who violates Shavuos Eidus is Chayav a Karban Olav Yoreid. So let's say he can't afford a Kisvo or a Si'ira, or he can't even afford Shnei Torim, Shnei B'nei Yonah. What does he do? He brings a Mincha Soles from Chitin. So a Yachid brings a Mincha from Chitin. Ooh, maybe Chavasa Min HaSa'orim. But we also find that occasionally there's a din that a Karban Yachid is brought from Sa'orim. Not occasionally, only one. And that is the Mincha Sota, that a Sota brings from Sa'orim, as we've mentioned the Drasha many times, that Kivan Shema Aseha Maisa Behema, so Karbana Meichel Behema. Since what she did is a Maisa Behema, so her Karban is from Sa'orim, it's a Meichel Behema. But whatever you have in the world of Karban Yachid, we expect there to be a parallel in the world of Karban Tzibur. So Va'af Tzibur, maybe Chavasu Minachitin. Yeah, Tzibur sometimes brings Minachitin. Certainly the Shtei Alechem that we bring on Shavuos is Minachitin. Or maybe Chavasu Minasa'orim. And also has to bring a Chiyuv from, there's a Tzibur, a Chavas Tzibur of a Karban Mincha that's brought from Sa'orim. Imata Omer Minachitin. And if you're going to say that the Karban Omer is Chitin, Lo Matzinu Tzibur Shemevi Chavasu Minasa'orim, then we don't find a Mincha Tzibur that's brought from Sa'orim. So in order to ensure that there is a Karban Tzibur that parallels the Mincha Sota, it has to be that the Karban Omer is brought from Sa'orim. So that's the second possibility of how I know that the Karban Omer is brought from Sa'orim. Dover Acher, third possibility, Imatom or Omer b'Menachitin, Ein Shtei Alechem Bikurim. If the Omer were brought from Chitim, then by the time you get to the Shtei Alechem 7 weeks later on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem is no longer the Bikurim. It's no longer the first of the wheat that's being brought on the Mizbeach, because you already did 7 weeks ago. So in order to ensure that the Shtei Alechem fulfilled that requirement of Bikurim, of being the first wheat brought on the Mizbeach from the new grain, it has to be that the Karban Omer was from a different grain, that it was from Sa'orim. So bottom line is, Alma, what you see from this Braisa, from the fact that we learn from the fact that it says Bikurim, that the Mincha Shtei Alechem has to be from the first Mincha of this year's wheat. So we see that that Mishum Bikurim, that it's because it says Bikurim, that's why you're not allowed to bring it from last year's grain, because otherwise it wouldn't be Bikurim, because there are, if you bring from last year's grain, then there were many, many Menachos that came before the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. So we see that that's the reason to bring the Omer Min HaSa'orim as well from the Tevuah Chadasha, because of the din of Bikurim. That's like Rabbi Lazar says, that the reason you bring the Omer from this year's grain is because it has to be the Reishis from the Tevuah Chadasha of this new year. And that's a Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, who derived the same din, but from the word Carmel, from a different pasuk. So says Mar Tiyufta. Okay, Enochinami, so that's a Tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan, and we therefore reject Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, now once we're talking about Shtei Alechem, so we're going to get into a discussion about Bikurim, where some of the halachos of Shtei Alechem are going to be relevant in this discussion of Bikurim. So it's not awesome. There is a Mishnah in the very first parak of Maseches Bikurim. Ein mevin Bikurim chutz mishivas haminim. Number one, you can't bring Bikurim from, you only bring Bikurim from the Shivas Haminim Sheneshavcha Ben Eretz Yisrael, right? Eretz Chita, Sa'ora, Gefen, Teina, Rimon, Eretz Eishemen, Udvash, Those are the seven dvash, of course, means dvash tamarim, and in fact doesn't even mean dvash tamarim, it just means tamarim, but the Torah calls it dvash in this context. So we only bring bikurim from the Shivas Aminim, velo mi tamarim shebaharim, velo mi peiro shebaamakim. And another halacha, even though you're going to bring from tamarim and from these seven peiros, only from the best. You're not allowed to bring from the tamarim that grow in the mountains, which are not delicious. They're too sweet. Rashi writes in the Ksav Yad. Normally we think of sweet fruit as a good thing, but this apparently is too sweet. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Bikurim says the Dvash al Tamarim that you get from the Emek will produce, the Tamarim will produce much more Dvash. In the Har, the Tamarim produce very little Dvash. And by Tamarim, we're not looking at the taste of the fruit, we're looking at what's best for honey production, because after all, the Torah never even used the word Tamarim, it said Dvash. So we learn from there that there's some inyan of Dvash as far as the Tamarim are concerned. Okay, so you're not supposed to bring from the lesser fruits. Amar ulad mehevi lo kidesh. If you bring bikurim from these lower quality fruits, they don't have kedusha of bikurim. Now, when it comes to the Amar and Shtei Alechem, the Mishnah is going to say in tomorrow's daf that you're not supposed to bring them lechachila from Beis Hazvalim, from a field that you need to be mezavel, or a Beis Hashlachim that you need to water, because it doesn't produce such good fruit. But if you do bring it from there, it's kosher. So that's the discussion that the Rishonim already have. Why is it that there's a difference? Why is it that by the din of Bikurim, it says over here, if you don't bring it, Minam Uvchar, it's possible, but Omer and Shtei Alechem, we learn from Bikurim that you have to bring Minam Uvchar. So why by Omer and Shtei Alechem, if you don't bring Minam Uvchar, it's going to be kosher? So Shidun Gvetza says, the fact that you don't bring Omer and Shtei Alechem from lesser produce is not derived from Bikurim. It's the Tosefta tells us that you have to bring Mivchar Nidrechem. And b'diavet, if you don't bring Minam Uvchar, it's not ma'akev, the Karban Mincha. But Bikurim, we learn from the fact that it says Mireishis, that it has to be Minam Uvchar, so it's a different pasuk. And since it's a different pasuk, it could have different dinim. Okay, but bottom line, by Bikurim, you have to bring only from the Shivas Aminim, only from the choicest, and if you don't bring from the choicest, you don't bring from the best, lo kidesh. It's not even going to count as Bikurim. Yosef Rabba v'kamer lala shmaita. So Rabba was saying this statement of Ula, that it's low kidesh if you bring from less than the best. Say Isfe Rabbi Yachab Rabba l'Rabba. So Rabbi Yachab Rabba challenges Korban Reishis, Shetei Reishis Kala Menachos, that the Minchas Shtei Alechem has to be the first of the Korbanos Mincha, V'cheinu Omer, meaning brought from the Chitim, V'cheinu Omer, and it also says about the Shtei Alechem, V'akrivcha Mincha Chadasha LaHashem B'shvuo Seichem, that this Mincha has to be Chadasha, Rishona L'Kala Menachos, the first one of that's brought from Chitim for this year. Sayin Li'ala Chadasha Shel Chitim, Chadasha Shel Sa'or Minayin. How do I know that the Mincha Sa'omer has to be the first korban that's brought from Sa'orim of the year? Tamal Omer, Chadasha, Chadasha. That's why it says Chadasha twice. One time, Ba'krivcha Mincha Chadasha Lashem, and another time, V'ikrafte Mincha Chadasha Lashem. Imeinu Inyan, the Chadasha Shel Chitim, Tanei Win, the Chadasha Shel Sa'orim. So even though both of those psukim are said in the context of the Shtei Alechem, which is Chitim, but it's not necessary for the Shtei Alechem, so we're able to use one of them to teach us about the Mincha Sa'omer, that it has to be the first of the Korbanos Mincha of that year that are brought from Sa'orim. How do I know that the Shtei Alechem comes before you bring the Bikurim, before you bring the new fruits? Only after you have a Chag Shavuos meaning the Shtei Alechem, which is the Ikur Korban of Shavuos, only then Bikurik Tzir Chitim. Only then do you worry about the Bikurim, do you bring the Bikurim. I would only know to learn from this pasuk that you have to be maktim the Shtei Alechem. How do I know to be maktim the Ktsir Sa'orim as well? The Omer, Tamal Omer, that the pasuk tells us, V'chag HaKatsir Bikurim Ma'asech HaShar Tizra Basada, that the Shtei Alechem that you bring in the Chag HaKatsir, which is Shavuish, should come before all Bikurim Ma'asecha that you plant in the field. So Bikurim comes from Tvuach Chadasha Shel Sa'orin. Namely, Elah Shetizra. So that's how we know that the Shtei Alechem has to come before even the Bikurim of Sa'orin, not just before the Bikurim of Chitim. Namely, Elah Shetizra. But still, I would only know about that which that the Mincha and Shtei Alechem Lechem comes before that which is planted. Olamei Alehen Minayin. How do I know that it even comes before that which grew on its own? Tamlam Rabasada. Okay, Vayne Ala Basada. Minayin the Rabbos, Shabagag, Vishabachurba, Vishabatz, Vishabasvina. How do I know about things that don't grow in a field, that grow on a roof, that grow in a churba, that grow in a flower pot, that grow on a boat? Tamalomar Bikuri Kol Asher Be'artzam. That the tvua that grows wherever it may grow, that you want to bring Bikurim from, it's called Bikurim, and by all of them it says V'chag HaKatzir Bikurim Ma'asecha, that the Shtei Alechem has to be brought first, and then the Bikurim, no matter where these Bikurim are coming from. So the Braisa quotes a source that the Mincha Shtei Alechem has to come before the Nesachim of Yayin, which comes from the new grapes that grew this year, and other perils. Minayin Shtei Kodemes L'Nesachim. Everything we've been talking about are things that would grow in a field, but they could even grow elsewhere. So we're talking about grains so far. How do I know that the Shtei Alechem has to come before you bring any Nesachim of Yayin that from the new crop, Uperos Ilan or Tamarim or Zaysim that come from the new crop? Nemarkan Bikurim Masechav Nemar La'alan, and it says by Chagasukos Bas Bechas Masecha Minasada. So Malalan, just like by Sukkos when it says Maasecha Nesachim Uperos Ilan, it means Nesachim of wine and Perosi Ilan, because on Sukkos it's the time of gathering in everything. So over here as well, Bikurim Masecha includes even the Sachem Perosilan. But why do we bring all of this? Katani Mia, Shabagag v'Shabachorbe v'Shabatzes v'Shabasvina. So we said, wherever it grows, you're not supposed to bring the grain before the Shtei Alechem. So the implication is that after you bring the Shtei Alechem, you're able to bring Bikurim from all of these places, even things that grow on the Gag, on the Churba, and the Atzitz in the Svina. If you're able to bring a Bikurim from grain that didn't even grow in the ground, it grew in a flower pot somewhere, it grew on a rooftop somewhere, then Lechora, for sure you're allowed to bring from Tamarim Shebaharim, Peros Shebaamakim, meaning if you're even allowed to bring from things that didn't grow in the ground at all, I would think for sure you're allowed to bring from the second-rate produce that does grow in the ground. So that's a Kasha Anulu. Says even B'dieved, it's not Niskadesh, that it doesn't even work. So it says Mar Seifa Asal Menachos. Now the Seifa of the Braisa that's coming to include all of these Peros that grow in all these different places, that's coming to talk about Karban Mincha. It's not talking about Bikurim. But in Chinami, Bikurim cannot be brought from those places because by definition they're second rate. And according to Ula, second rate fruits cannot be brought for Bikurim. So it says Gemara, Maskev L'Ravad Baravi, Ihachi, Hainu D'Chsiv, Koltar Beveischa Yochalo So, Vi Menachos Zichrik Hunu Hudimus Achlan. If it's talking about Karbanos Mincha, and it's not just talking about Bikurim, why does the Pasuk go on to say, Koltar Beveischa Yochalo So, that any tar in your house could eat it? Karbanos Mincha are only for Zichrei Kuhuna. So Amar Mishashi Trei Kai Ksivi. There are two different psukim that seem to contradict each other. L'chayiya, that the pasuk says that it should be l'chad, should be for Aaron and Zichrei Kuhuna. Uksiv kol tar beveischa yocholoso. But then it says it could be for anybody, anyone tar in the house. Sounds like even women. So haketzad kan bebikurim, kan bemenachos. Two psukim. One pasuk is talking about bikurim. That is for any tahar person. And zichrei kuhuna is for menachos, are only for zichrei kuhuna. Ravashi amar kulei bemenachos. It's all about menachos. V'seva dekra asal melach metoda. But the seva of the pasuk is talking about the lach metoda, the four lach metoda that you give as the truma to the kohanim, that just like the karban toda itself that you took from which is the Chaz V'Shok, that's Nechal Akhanim, so too the rest of it can be Nechal L'Nesheim L'Avdeyem. I'm sorry, they get to be defeated L'Nesheim L'Avdeyem. So too the Chalos that you bring with it, whatever is Mura Mehem, whatever you decide to give to the Kohanim, they're allowed to be Machil L'Nesheim L'Avdeyem as well. So now the Gemara is going to go back to Ula's statement that we brought at the very beginning, that Tamarim that grow in the Harim and Tavua that grows in the Amakim, is not even niskadesh at all for Bikurim. And we had Rav Acha bar Abba asked on him and disagrees and holds that b'diyeved, if it's niskadesh, if you're mekadesh it for the purpose of Bikurim, it does work. So the Gemara is going to say, you know, that machlokas between Ula on the one hand and Rabbi Acha bar Abba is in fact an earlier machlokas, and Be'ez Hashem will begin with that tomorrow, what that earlier machlokas is and exactly how it connects. Amen.